It's time for some straight talk. Look, we all know the sound. It happens. Your phone. You fumble it, crack it, splash it. Well, Straight Talk Wireless's new Platinum Unlimited plan includes phone protection that covers those kinds of mishaps. Just $65 a month for unlimited talk, text, and data, plus more features, like 20 gigs of hotspot and 100 gigs of cloud storage, all on the best networks. Straight Talk Wireless, only at Walmart.
See mobile protect terms and conditions at Asurion.com/straighttalk. Limitations and exclusions apply.
It's time for some straight talk. Look, we all know the sound. It happens. Your phone. You fumble it, crack it, splash it. Well, Straight Talk Wireless's new Platinum Unlimited plan includes phone protection that covers those kinds of mishaps. Just $65 a month for unlimited talk, text, and data, plus more features, like 20 gigs of hotspot and 100 gigs of cloud storage, all on the best networks. Straight Talk Wireless, only at Walmart.
See mobile protect terms and conditions at Asurion.com/straighttalk. Limitations and exclusions apply.
Welcome, everyone. This is Nichelle Anderson. Thank you so much for joining me today for my podcast show, Nichelle Anderson Short Stories and Beyond. So today I have one of my casts as part of my play that has been adapted from my book, Mitzrayim, a memoir of a past life in ancient Egypt. You can get that on Barnes & Noble or Amazon or any other bookstore that sells actually books, of course, that you can be able to get a copy of that. And so this particular play is a version from the timeline of the book, not necessarily going from the timeline of my podcast, which is before the time of Princess Aminia. But anyway, so this particular cast member was cast for a role in the play. We had the date set earlier this year in 2020, but of course, everybody know 2020, what happened to that. So we had to push out the date. We also recently, decided to let's go, at least I decided to just go ahead and do something more in the line of what's going on and for people can be able to see it virtually. So that would be announced later. This particular interview with this particular talent happened prior, and I still wanted to release it as I'm getting close to making that announcement or where people can purchase tickets and see the play version of my production, which is Molay. It went from the book Mitzrayim, a memoir, to a theatrical production, which is Moments of Love in Ancient Egypt, and then I shortened that to MOLIAE, which is basically Moments of Love in Ancient Egypt. And so for that, with respect, we're going to release that soon. But I want to be able to share a cast interview. You get to learn a lot of things. You get to connect. And I am releasing this on my other podcast show that I do that are released on Mondays, bi-monthly now. And to be able to give the audience that's following me either on that podcast show or this one an opportunity to hear another perspective of someone that overcome challenges or learn or, you know, their successes or what have you. It's good to have good conversation. It's good soul food, right? And so I hope you enjoy this interview. I have a couple of few more that I will release when we get to that time of announcing when my play will be available, that you can purchase tickets and view the play version. I am wrapping up the play. I would say my ex-mentor in a sense advised to say I should focus on a play for this production. And that never really was my focus. It wasn't my vision when I wrote the script back in 1995. And to me, it was going to be blunt. It was bad advice. It always came to me as to do this as a movie, a feature movie. And, you know, sometimes you trust the advice and you go with it. And then you also learn in life after you go through that, I should have trust my gut at that moment, you know. But I could take that experience of going through all that because it was very, very hard. That's another day, another time to get into that. But it was something that I wouldn't want to do that again. And then more I've looked at it going through this whole 2020 is that I should have never really listened to that advice and trusted that person to guide me in the right way, in the sense that Mitzrayim was always born to be a full feature movie, period. And that would explain all the hiccups and all the drama and all the other negativity. They came around it going the path of the play version. So at any rate, my goal is to not only wrap this up, but to move forward. And I'm going to go full stream of those that believe in helping the 360, right? The goodness of life and the message that people create. And Mitraim is that, Mitraim, a memoir, my script. That's what it is. It's part of that, right? Because there are others. And my goal is to find the means or find the financial support, investors, so that dream can manifest and the message can be delivered. And that's what Mitraim, a memoir of a past life in ancient Egypt, is. And that's what it translated into an actual, from a book to a theatrical production, Mole. And that's it. So I kind of got off on that, but maybe it's a good thing, which I'm going to replay this again. And I hope you do too. And when I'm ready to announce, I haven't really thought about what type of platform. Maybe it'll be Kickstarter, I don't know, but I'm going all stream because I have so much content. If you've been following me before, you know I got a lot of content. And this is an opportunity, if you're interested, to help my dream come to life and let Mole, which is my book, be the future film. And I'm going to need some strong, committed investors with the financial backing to have that vision come to life on the big screen. So at any rate, let's go ahead and get started with this interview. Let's get started. And don't forget to go to Mole, mole.com, where I have some great t-shirts, I'm a king, I am a queen, and some other things, some hoodies. Check it out. Also check out the skincare line for men and women, molebeauty.com. Check it out. All right, let's get started. Thank you so much for joining me today, and I'm doing another bonus. I have an actor that's part of my stage play, my Mole stage play, that's about to debut and return back to stage for the third time. So I'm so excited to have him here, and Brian Wright, and he's playing one of my favorite characters. You don't know this, so I'm putting him on the spot, but Ezra always came off when I wrote him, when I did the book Mitraim. Very not only noble, but very dedicated to the royal family, and a very good father. He really loved Nahar. And you got to be introduced to Ezra when I'm doing the podcast series. And Ezra, he is the high herbalist scientist of Mitraim. So he have a very high esteem role and very connected to the royal family. And this would be his first debut on stage. So I'm very excited that I'm bringing the character to life on stage. It never been in neither one of my other previous productions. So I have him here. He's a wonderful actor. And let's go ahead and get this started. So how are you doing today?
Doing well, yes. Thank you. It's exciting. I'm getting every day, you know, we get a little bit more insight into the character. And today, doing the costume fitting, that was awesome too for me, just to kind of, you know, feel that era a little bit too, you know. Really, when you put on the clothes, it's like, okay, this is, you know, it gets on a new dimension.
Yeah, it gets real fast. Okay, let's go ahead and let me see. I really want to talk about, I asked this from the previous actors as well, and what I want to do is I want to be able to focus on your current role that you're cast in, Ezra, in Mole. How can you relate to the character, most challenging personality or the motive in the story of Mole?
Yes, that's an excellent question. Like you said earlier, Ezra is very dedicated and he's like that loyal type of character. And I feel like that part resonates with me. Even when I'm at work, I'm almost that like people person where I, you know, I try to look out for those that I work with and build a bond and a family, you know, at any job I'm at. And I just feel like he would be that type that's just very dedicated, and he, you know, he looks out for others. And I feel like that's kind of interesting for me. That part I relate to, but I think the challenge will come from that sort of, like you mentioned, his character is he has that high rank, and he's, I don't know, it's just a little bit more regal than maybe what I consider myself to be. So just to kind of get into that space and, you know,
protocol.
Yeah. Right, procedure. But that's we'll work on that. So
yeah. Now you mentioned challenging for the role itself. So I did want to ask. The actress is a part of my production this time of Mole Stage Play 2020. Is what moment in the actual Mole stage play are you really looking forward to performing in front of the audience that you might be, that you feel might be challenging, or what you just admire that you can't wait to do? How about that?
Yeah, so let's say there are certain scenes where he, where the character of Ezra, he sort of just projects, like, really to the whole nation, like he's addressing them either for different reasons, right. But I think... that's going to be like an exciting moment just to kind of have the floor almost and let that character just really just kind of shine, you know, and it's, you know, hopefully he can command the space and kind of, you know, just have that real presence like his character portrays. So I think that's going to be, you know, of course there's always scenes that you have dialogue with other actors, but then just to have, you know, any kind of like real monologue piece where he can just, you know, without giving the story away, but
exactly,
you know,
that's going to be exciting. You did great, and that's what the vision that I had when I wrote that scene. And I think people that's going to come to the play, number one, they are very connected or attracted to the whole concept of Egypt, Mitraim, Kemet, the history of it, right? And that scene with Ezra and his status of being a herbalist and a scientist, as I mentioned, and having, like you're saying, have that platform and part of the scene where he's talking, like, to the nation. Because something dramatic happens in the play, and they lean on you as your role. Like, we were just talking earlier before we started this podcast. I like Ezra, when he came through, he birthed all the royal babies. He taught different, that didn't come in the book. It's coming out in the podcast. But Ezra also had his own pupils, his own students, I should say, like Elder Tahib did as well in the Mystery School of Thought. But when this particular ceremony happens, that was bestowed upon Ezra, because his whole family line, like you said the world regal, you said all the words that's exactly. So you are studying, you know, the character in the format of the script to understand what the character is. So good, everything is perfectly correct. All right. So I also want to ask and see the entertainment business. Let's talk about that. Can be very difficult, especially like as an actor, even as myself as a producer and a writer, just getting in the business, and sometimes things doesn't happen and you got to redo it again. So how do you stay motivated? Because I have another show that I like to do, focusing on motivating people and encouraging them for their dreams. How do you stay motivated to keep going to reach your goals that you can share?
So a few things. I mean, there's one for me, I think the inspirational side, just constantly projecting to that big goal. You know, I love to portray characters and I love stage and camera and things, so I'm always looking to, you know, each part that we get, it's steps to, you know, to the rest of the journey. So I motivate myself by looking forward to, let's say, other roles that I would like to play or characters that I would like to portray in the future, you know. So it's just like the ongoing thing, and that just keeps me inspired, just to know that, okay, this could lead to something else and to something else, and it's all a continuous part of acting for me. And then I guess on the practical side, I think just really taking that time to, like, hash over my lines. Like, I think I'm one of those kind of, especially with stage, you know, if you're on camera, you can just retake if you slip up, or if you say, like, okay, we'll cut. When it comes to the stage, it's going to be a little bit more, you have to have it rehearsed and it has to be fluid, and then you're, and a live audience on top of it. So it's like different components that can kind of, you know, which of course are the exciting parts about it anyway. But then by the same token, I want to make sure that I'm extra prepared. So I just really, even just getting into character and getting those scripts down, it's just, repetition is a lot of memory. It's just like over and over and over and over and over, and I just kind of dive into it. So it's like, it's like almost like a discipline part, but that's also, that motivates me too, because it, you know, helps me have that structure and just kind of, you know,
and then once you
get it all down, that makes me be a little bit more at ease too, once I know that I have part down, then I can really start to feel the character.
Yes, yeah, so. And go through it and then feel more comfortable about it and let it flow. I like that you use the word fluid, and that's very important in stage, because you're right, in film, it's like you can say cut, or, you know, let's redo it. But in stage, you only get one opportunity. That's it. And you just have to make it flow. And then once you get connected with the script, like you're saying, so you gave some really good structural, procedural ways that people that are listening might be interested in acting. Because I always think I think it should be a mole 360, like a circle. Whatever comes around, you get back out, and then you learn from it. So very good. Thank you so much for sharing that. Now, what is your phenomenal talent? We know you're an actor. Anything else you want to share? That what else did you do that you enjoy, that you want to share? What would that be? And if you could get a sample, if you sing.
Well, I think singing is something that I eventually would like to do things with Broadway.
Oh, okay.
I would like to train my voice more to sing. Currently some like other like random talents that I have that just, you know, wouldn't show. Growing up, my mother had a children's entertainment business, so we did a lot of like specialty face painting.
Oh.
And then also balloon artistry. So these are some like some of my little secret weapons, just kind of in my back pocket.
That's really getting popular now.
Yes, uh-huh. And the especially with the fantasy face painting, it's something I haven't done in a while. But it's, you know, that sort of artistry. Yep. So there's a part of me that would like to do that. Maybe one day I'll be, you know, a fantasy makeup artist again.
Yeah.
But that was something that I quite enjoyed. I also like to dance as well. Done different styles. Be it, you know, Bollywood or hip hop or Latin, or just there's a lot of different. I love to move, bust a move. So
yeah.
we'll hopefully be able to tap into that
at
some point too.
Yeah, and then I didn't know you do fantasy. I might have to get with you because, you know, I know you was here like a few moments ago. We was with the other actor doing the costume change. I was telling him that we're gonna have for the guards. They'll have like gold. Okay, I'm sharing this, but yeah, some type of gold type paint or whatever. But yeah. So we definitely, I didn't see how this works out when you do the 360.
Yes.
When you just think, you discover things that you don't even know, and then wow, it comes right back around. All right, so we're going to actually wrap this up. I hope you enjoyed this interview with Brian Wright, the actor that's going to play Ezra, the herbalist. He's the father. I always say that on Facebook, the father of Nahar. And he's also, as I mentioned earlier, a teacher, a herbalist, a scientist, and he's going to be wonderful in the scenes that he's going to project, that's going to command center stage. So I hope you show up and buy your tickets at mole.yapsody. That's yapsody.com, or just go to mole.com/events, and that tells you everything about how you can get your tickets, and it takes you right to where you can purchase your tickets.
All right, that wraps it up for the cast interview. Thank you so much for joining me today. Just an updated note, the actor that was cast for Ezra and is not going to be a part of the actual final version of the play, but the others are, so that you were here. So I just want to kind of update on that. But thank you so much for joining me today for this cast interview. I hope you learned something, what have you, and move forward. All right. Talk to you soon. Thank you for following my podcast. I appreciate you. Have a good one.
Safe drivers get rewarded with Snapshot from Progressive, so you went online to check it out. But then you saw an ad for a vintage baseball cap, and now you find yourself checking the stats of that team's second baseman in 97, wondering why his stolen base total dropped after his rookie season. Wonder how much his rookie card is worth. Yes, they said it was easy to save money with Snapshot from Progressive, but they forgot about the rest of the internet. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in California, North Carolina, or from all agents.
And now more Straight Talk from Straight Talk. The big wireless companies say they're the only way to get the best coverage.
Because they've got like a gajillion cell towers?
Something like that. But Straight Talk Wireless runs on those same towers, so you get the same great networks for up to 50% less.
I wonder if they're counting that one in Kickapoo, Kansas.
Oh, boy. Switch today and get our unlimited plan for just $45 a month with 25 gigs at high speeds and no contract. Straight Talk Wireless, no contract, no compromise.
Savings may vary. See StraightTalk.com.